I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Gary, Rami, and Sparky have been going at it for 3 hours, but haven't crashed and burned yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time for the guys to reset the big topics from today's big show and let you pick a lane.
Pick a lane, brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragaway in Union Grove. Go to GreatLakesDragaway.com for 2018 season passes and ticket discounts. That's GreatLakesDragaway.com.
It is that time here on the Wendy's Big Show. It's one big wide open lane in Great Lakes Dragaway. Pick a lane this evening. Just taking your thoughts, your reaction to Jason Kidd fired today as the head coach of your Milwaukee Bucks. If you're just leaving the office, just getting in the car, haven't heard the news, that is the news. Jason Kidd is out as the head coach of your Milwaukee Bucks. You get in on the discussion at 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM. The Fan, efforting our Milwaukee basketball insider Gary Wolfel to join us this hour, depending on when that press conference actually does get underway, where the Milwaukee Bucks will take questions on why they decided to make this move. Right now, let's go to Ian, who's in Hartford, and now he's on the Wendy's Big Show. Hello, Ian.
Hey, guys. You people are acting like Jason Kidd got fired after winning three NBA championships. He hasn't done anything.
How many times? Hold on. He's been here 4 years. How many times have they been in the playoffs?
Twice.
Okay, how many times were they in the playoffs with the previous coaches? Three or four years, I believe, they've been in the playoffs, hasn't it been? Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so how many times were they in the playoffs with the previous coaches?
Once.
But he's horrible.
Okay, hold on. So, like, you guys sit here and say, oh, they better get this right. Giannis is going to leave if he's not happy. Do you actually think he was going to be happy to keep being 500?
Listen
forever?
To me. The season didn't end. They hadn't had all their horses yet. Not one.
You're right. But how many times do you have to say the defense isn't going to change? And if the defense doesn't change, they're not going to get any better.
Here's a clue, Ian. It's not going to change if they make them keep Sweeney.
You're right. It's not going to change.
So if Fisdale comes in and they go,
With a new head coach, he'll bring a new defense.
No, not true. Ian, they could very well tell Fisdale or whoever, you have to keep Sweeney. He's Giannis's guy. We're running with Sweeney.
That's how they're going to run this organization. A head coach is going to come in and they're going to tell him, yeah, you can come be our coach, but you
it happens.
Run this defense we run.
It happens in the NFL all the time.
There's
it does. It happens in the NFL all the time where you're
no
told
way.
You've got to take
there's
a coach.
No way that happens. None of these guys are going to take the job then because everybody in this NBA circle knows the defense is the problem.
Maybe.
So
and that's
be like, yeah, let's just keep this up.
And maybe Sweeney's the new head coach.
They'll take the job because there's only a few of them out there.
Hey, yeah, thanks for
Giannis's guy, and we'll keep him, and we'll just keep losing.
Okay, fine. So be it. I mean, 3 or 4 years in the playoffs is losing. I got you.
What are you saying?
Right.
What?
We're 500. I mean, seriously, that's not – how many playoff series have we won?
You're right. How many did they win under George Karl? Oh, that's right. 1 year with all that talent, they got through the playoffs. One year. That's it. That's a Hall of Fame coach. 1 year. Yeah. This dude doesn't have that. He doesn't. Look at that bench. That bench isn't very good.
I'll take one over zero.
Okay, well, give Jason Kidd the same bench. I mean, look.
Thanks for the call, Ian.
He doesn't have the horses. Now, you can say it's his fault. Okay, fine. Then you can make him responsible for that and say that's part of the reason he got fired, because he was horrible in personnel decisions. Fine. If we want to go down that road, that's fine. I'm just telling you, you can look at that bench all day long and you tell me how they're going to compete against most of these teams. Look at the center position. Tell me how they're going to compete at the center position. Most of you love the Bledsoe Monroe trade. Couldn't be happier. They never replaced them. And now they're getting killed inside. And now you're throwing a fit and blaming Jason Kidd. You love Bledsoe though, right? Bledsoe's played well. But they didn't replace Monroe. So again, there is so much stuff going on. I'm not saying that Jason Kidd doesn't deserve to be fired one way or the other. All I'm telling you is Giannis has to be the most important thing in this whole conversation. If he leaves, we may not see another superstar the rest of our lives in a Bucs uniform. Because to this point, we hadn't seen one since Lou Alcindor. I don't remember seeing Lou Alcindor in a Bucs uniform. So in my lifetime, this is the first one I've ever got to see. That's all I'm saying. So this next coach is going to be a huge, huge hire. Especially if you show Schlini the door too. Then Giannis is going to be familiar with nobody.
Let's go back to the phones and let's go to St. Francis. And Mike, you're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Mikey?
I'm with you, Sparky. I pray to God that John Horst has a plan, not just to get rid of Kid. Listen to these guys in the basement with the fire Kid that are in their parents' basement. Hey, Gary said this.
Hey, that's free rent.
You better have someone better if you're going to replace them.
I've always said that from day one.
You don't bring it. Come on. Sweeney, Joe Prunty's a nice guy, but there's two names I'll throw at you, Spark. And what would you think? Obviously, one was brought up, Monty Williams, ties with Popovich, coach with Coach K. I plays up-tempo, defensive-minded. That I'd be okay with. And my other one's a long shot, but it would please the big money people in Milwaukee, Doc Rivers.
Oh, Doc ain't leaving Clippers.
Why not?
That's a sinking ship.
It is. There are problems. Yeah, there are problems.
I think it might be just about over in Los Angeles for Doc Rivers.
For Doc?
Yeah.
His son needs to get out of there after that last fight.
There seems to be a lot of hate for Austin Rivers out there, man.
I know, right?
I don't know what's behind it.
Because his light skin, man.
No, there's got to be more to it than that, Leroy.
Yeah, he's probably getting all them girls, man.
That can't be the thing.
He got all the girls on the West Coast. They need to move him.
Sparky, you got something in the mentions at 105.7 FM, The Fan?
No, it's pretty dead day. We didn't have many tweets.
not a lot of thoughts and reaction on Twitter to Jason Kidd being fired?
No, not at all.
That's weird because I have thousands of mentions.
Marquette G says, Kidd played a role in bringing this bench together. It honestly doesn't matter what decisions get made across sports. You guys will play contrarian. Part of the job, but literally every time you guys do it. No, we're just not as smart as you, Marquette G. Listen. Everybody has their own opinion on this, and I think we've all been pretty consistent on this going forward. Now, you guys won, right? You guys got Jason Kidd fired. Well, you guys didn't get Jason Kidd fired, but
that's
you guys got
won.
Your way, and yep. Jason Kidd got fired. So now we'll see what happens going forward. They're going to get a bump because, again, this is a soft part of their schedule. Like we said at the end of last week, before we knew Giannis was going to miss a couple of games. So now he's not going to play tonight against the Suns. I'm assuming you all expect to win because there's no Jason Kidd to lose the game. So they should have some increased energy level because I'm assuming the players, like the fans, are super excited that the worst coach in the NBA is out of a job. So now we'll see how good they are. We're going to find out. And once Jabari Parker comes back, like I've been saying all along, then they're going to get a really big bump because you're going to get his scoring back out there.
We'll see the Bucks minus Jason Kidd in action for the first time tonight. The big game is decided, and I have the place for you to go and watch all your games, whether it's basketball or football, pro or college, my favorite place in the whole wide world, Dave & Buster's in Wauwatosa. Make them your home for your game viewing experience, too, with flat screens as far as the eye can see. And in that amazing D&B Sports Lounge, 3 161-inch screens and 8 75-inch screens. And as always, you got the $1 million midway with the latest and greatest in arcade games for your halftime enjoyment. And start thinking about booking your company's college basketball tourney watching party right now. Also, graduation parties, whatever kind of party, whatever size party. You can even do a Dave & Buster's takeover and rent out the whole place. All you got to do is call Ben at 414-454-0100. That's Ben at 414-454-0100. Let him and his awesome staff handle all the details. So all you have to do is eat, drink, play, and watch sports at Dave & Buster's Wauwatosa, Highway 100, just south of North Avenue. As soon as that game is over, tune into Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and the Milwaukee Bucks pick and save postgame show. I'm sure much more discussion on the firing of Jason Kidd, and we'll see how they look in their first game without him. We're hoping to hear from Gary Wolfel, our Milwaukee basketball insider, before we get out of here at 6 o'clock and make way for the Hot Stove Weekly Show with Tim and Baby Tausch. In the meantime, we'll keep taking your thoughts at 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan of the Wendy's.
Hire or fire the head coach.
Yeah, I think our structure is very, very collaborative in that being with Peter, myself, and the owners, where we all have a voice, we all have an opinion, and we spend time together discussing and trying to get to the best result no matter what that decision is.
That was John Horst last week right here on this very show, the Wendy's Big Show. Jason Kidd fired today as the head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. If you're just getting in your car, long day at work, you're just getting the news. There it is. Jason Kidd is out. You can react at 414-799-1250. Tweet the show at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Let's get out to the phones. Let's get out to the north side. And George, you're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, George?
Hey, how you doing? First of all, I want to say I appreciate Jason Kidd and everything that he's done for the Bucks organization as far as our talent up to this point. He was a very good coach. It probably was smart as probably play him out through the season, but it didn't happen like that. One of your callers, Terrell, who I used to work with, where I disagreed with him at is that, yeah, hey, this is how it works every year. It kicks in the second half of the season. But there lies the problem. You know, we need to be starting off good in the beginning. That's why we always get stuck at these lower positions as far as seeding is concerned. I don't have a problem starting fresh because I try to relate this situation to the Golden State situation when I was shocked when they fired Mark Jackson. I was devastated. I couldn't believe it. Curry was even shocked. So and then they brought in an inexperienced Steve Kerr, no coaching experience, just a great analyst on TV. And look how that turned out. So if we should just be optimistic, and let's see who the next hire is. I really, truly, in my heart, don't believe Giannis wants to leave because he said that this is the team that took a chance on him, and he wants to be able to bring a championship here. But I do believe, like you guys are saying, if it's looking like the Bucks are not doing everything in their power to bring a good system in place here, that he will leave. Because overall, in the end, like you guys were saying, the Bucks organization, if they don't prove that they're going to bring a winning team, then the Bucks isn't going to go anywhere because they have to prove to somebody that they're going to take the time. Look, the talent is the same. Whatever coach they get, they still got the same talent. They have to start bringing in the talent, and they have to start playing as a team and wanting to win and showing that they want to win by getting the players fit the system so they can succeed. Because without the players and without good coaching, you're not going to win. It goes hand in hand like oil and an engine. If you don't have one or the other, it ain't going to work. So let's just see what they do as far as the next coach. You know, that's what I'm interested in. But I do appreciate Jason Kidd and everything that he's there for the organization.
Yeah, that's all we can do now. Thanks for the call. Very well said. I mean, it's going to come down to everything. They have to improve the talent level, for sure, on the bench. And you also have to figure out what you're going to do with your next head coach. Obviously, everybody wants a better in-game coach, X's and O's coach, or whatever the case may be. That's fine. But that coach also has to get along with his star player. So there's two parts to this. You have to have both. And we'll find out if they can find that guy that is capable of doing both. Because this year, I don't believe they'll do anything. I think you just let Prunty run it out. Because if you bring in a Fizdale, do you tell him he's got to keep kids staff for the rest of the year?
No.
Is that fair to Fizdale?
No.
So I guess we'll have to wait and see.
You can't do that.
Well, they did it to George Karl's last job. Didn't he get hired mid-year in Sacramento?
And they told him he had to keep the whole staff?
He pretty much had the staff. I think he brought in an additional one or two guys, maybe.
Yeah, they didn't want to pay new people.
He kept that staff.
They want to save that money.
If they stick with Prunty or whoever the interim might be for the rest of the season, and you were out there calling for Jason Kidd's head in hopes that it would somehow rescue this season or make things better, you were very misguided. This season is all but a wash now, isn't it?
No, I don't think so. I think Jabari Parker is going to make this season just fine before it's all said and done. I still think they have a chance to have home court in the playoffs and the whole deal because I think they're going to get on a run. They're going to get on a run, regardless if it's Kidd or Prunty or whoever the coach is. They're going to get on a run here when Jabari Parker gets back. You're going to have four guys that score over 20 points a night, guys. That's a lot of offensive firepower not to be able to win a bunch of basketball games the rest of the year, providing Jabari Parker is Jabari Parker, which, as Gary has said, we don't know what he is yet until he gets back on the floor.
Go back to the phones, and let's see, Mark in New Berlin. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. Hello, Mark.
Hello, great show. What I'm saying is this is how billionaires do business. Not millionaires like Kirby, billionaires. How much were they paying Jason Kidd, about $10 million a year?
I think he was getting paid a nickel a year, so $5 million a year and some change. Wow, what are you going to do, just getting $15 million to walk?
John Horst already said it in that little clip you guys played.
Yeah.
There'll be the new arena, a new practice facility, and we're going to have a 500 team with Giannis. I mean, any coach could get him to 500 this year. Any coach. You could have a great guard get him to 500.
So you think the bench is that good?
Pardon?
You think the bench is that good? You think Thonmaker and Henson are really that good at center? Have you watched any of the games?
Yeah, I watched the games. What do you mean? Well, you got Giannis.
That's one player, sir.
What about Chris Middleton?
He's a streaky player. He comes
and
goes.
What about Malcolm Brogdon?
He's had spurts this year where he's played well. Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
We're not better than 500 team with those.
But you need other guys around
him. Yeah, name him some more players, sir.
Listen, I don't disagree with you. Bledsoe has played well since he's been here. Brogdon's had his moments this year where he's been up and down. Middleton also is a streaky player. He's been up and down. And Giannis has played well. I get that, okay? I understand that totally. But if you look at the other pieces, you have no center, which is leaving big problems around the rim and rebounding and any type of shot blocking around the rim. You're having issues with both of those. You have no scoring inside whatsoever other than when, you know, they're going to the rim as far as drives go. And some people feel in the NBA you don't need that because you have the three-point shot. Oh, wait, the Bucks don't have that either for the most part. That also has been a struggle because Ljubicic has been out most of the year. Dellavedova has been god-awful for most of the year. So they have a talent void still on this basketball team that stops them from being in the conversation with Cleveland or Boston or, hell, even Toronto at this point of the year. The best hope you could have now is that you try and catch the number four seed and see what happens.
Yep.
And who is the number four seed?
Let me look. Let me look and see who it is.
Is it Toronto?
No, so, Toronto's up in the top two.
So what's your point, sir? Sum it up for us. What do you think?
To sum it up,
Miami is number four.
This is a business. You can't have a guy with Giannis. We should be well above 500.
So if the next guy comes in next, if the next guy comes in next year,
team with Giannis this year.
If the next guy comes in next year and they're 500 with the same roster, so is he going to suck too?
Yeah, he's going to suck. He's going to be gone too.
Okay, well that's fine. I just want so no matter who the coach is, if they're just over 500. They suck. All right, good. Well, at least we have that standard. Thanks for the call. That's fine. I mean, if that's going to be your standard,
fair.
As long as you're consistent,
yeah, that's fair. Yep.
I got no problem with it whatsoever. None whatsoever.
But this team should, next year, if you've got everybody in place, if you got Jabari in place for everybody else.
Don't know. He's a restricted free agent.
I'm just saying, if you do.
If he comes back.
They should automatically be better.
Let's go to, let's see. D. Finnemore, you're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, D?
What's up, Mayor?
Man.
D.
What up, cuz?
What's so funny about this, man?
Just because you post syrup on a turd don't make them pancakes, cuz. And what I mean by that is I'm tired. It's like, okay, two things I keep hearing. We got a superstar. Wasn't Tracy McGrady a superstar? He couldn't do nothing with Orlando.
True.
Isn't Anthony Davis and Boogie stars right now?
Yes.
Just because you have a star doesn't guarantee you success. And then the other part that's killing
Wait,
me
D.
What up?
Isn't Aaron Rodgers a superstar?
Yeah.
Does that guarantee you Super Bowls?
No.
Okay.
But because of that, people expect that. And, dude, I knew kid was really in trouble. I was watching the Philly game, and he said something to Bledsoe. And I don't really lift that good. But what Bledsoe said to kid was disrespectful.
What Bledsoe said to kid?
Man, I can't say it on the radio, cuz.
Did you see
Bledsoe
it, Steve?
Bledsoe said something to him like,
I must have missed that.
Yeah, Bledsoe pointed at him and gave him like, man, shut up talking to me. That's the best way to clean it up.
No,
I'm
really
telling you, D, I'm telling you.
And D,
I will let you go. Thanks for the phone call.
We got Gary Wolf.
Right here,
but I'm going to ask Gary the same question. I'm hearing it's the players that drove this.
Well, joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. You find his work inside the Racine Journal Times, RacineSportsZone.com.
My second favorite
and
Gary of all
right
time.
Right here on the fan is our Milwaukee basketball insider.
Sometimes my favorite.
White Gary Wolfel. How are you this evening, Gary?
I was doing well until I heard Leroy say I was only number two on his list.
I'm sorry. I got to wait till Gary leaves and you're number
Did
one.
Did Jason Kidd lose this locker room? Was it the players who ultimately decided his fate?
Yeah, I think so. That's, you know, basically the situation in pro sports. I mean, if your players aren't in your corner, it's pretty tough going forward. And
that's true.
This has been building up, though. I mean, it just didn't happen like in the last week or two. I mean, this goes back to last year. There's a lot of players in that locker room I think he lost. To be honest with you, I was absolutely amazed that they played as well as they did, knowing how much some of these guys don't like them.
Yeah. And I think the thing about it is because, you know, Giannis and him have a pretty good relationship. If it was guys talking about this and Giannis wasn't privy to it, it seemed to be dysfunctional. And then we got the letter from Horst, who I actually like. He said it was his decision with the consensus from all the higher-ups. Now, are we okay with that, Gary? Or do you think that's true, or do you think maybe one of the owners fired him and just told John Horst to go out there to get everybody straight? What do you think happened?
Yeah, I mean, if John Horst made the decision, I really don't question that at all. I was told, and I think I might have told Steve this last summer, that I talked to a couple people that interviewed for the GM position at that time, and they told me that they were told that they would be given the autonomy to fire Jason Kidd if they so desired, that they would not interfere with that decision-making process. So having said that, if the owners really felt that they wanted to keep Jason Kidd here, he would be here. I mean, they are the owners. They're the decision makers. But, yeah, I believe John Horst made this call.
What was why did players not like Jason Kidd?
How much time do we got?
Well, you've got like 60 seconds before the press conference starts, so you're going to have to go quick.
Yeah, no, I mean, a lot of it, and I'll go into it more with you guys over the next couple of days, but part of it is he threw some players under the bus.
Yeah, that's what I said.
His ego was the size of Texas. He made it sound to these guys like the franchise was all about him and not them. And, you know, that's just part of the whole picture.
Gotcha. All right, Gary, thanks for coming on. You're going to the press conference, I'm assuming. So, all right, see you later. There he is.
Thank you.
Gary Wolfel on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. That presser slated to start here in about 60 seconds or so, I think.
And Great Midwest Bank is committed to personalized common sense lending since 1935. When you're in the market to buy, build, renovate, or refinance, visit greatmidwestbank.com.
I just got a tweet out here from Eric. Tweeted out a quote from Woj on SportsCenter. Quote, Giannis has a good relationship with Kidd. He's a respectful guy. He's going to be respectful of whoever the coach is. But the organization didn't see something there that they felt was going to injure them long term with Giannis. He wants to win. They feel like they've got a team that can do better.
Okay.
Well, that makes me that tells me that maybe I'm reading into it, but that tells me that they at least have had a conversation with him at some point about a potential head coaching change and what his thoughts would be on it if they were ever to make one.
If you want a good relationship with a car dealer and don't want to make a decision that's going to hurt you for a long time, you go over to Gary's good friends over at Hyundai West Dallas.
Yeah, my good friends over at Hyundai West Dallas, just off of Arthur Avenue.
Right there in Dallas.
Right there in West Dallas, guys. Go check my good friends out of Hyundai West Dallas. They're part of the International Autos Group. If you're looking for a great car to get yourself in, if you're looking for number one service, if you're looking for sales, if you're looking for customer service, my good friends over at Hyundai West Dallas is the place to go. And here's what we're going to do. If you're going to any other Hyundai dealership, come by my good friends in West Dallas. They will try and meet or beat the price that you have at any other Hyundai store. Check my good friend out, Dan Richards. He's the manager.
Dan, a good guy.
Over there. Salespeople are impeccable.
One of my favorite redheads.
Sith Lord. Brian Butler, to name a few.
That's my nephew.
Those guys are number one.
No
do a great job of putting you in the right car and putting you at the right price point that you need to be at. Go check my good friends out over at Hyundai West Dallas, just off of Arthur Avenue.
Jason Kidd is out. You get in on the conversation at 414-799-1250 when the Wendy's Big Show returns right after this.
Sports Flash right now.
Good evening from the Masters East WSSP Sports Update Studio. I'm Mike Clemens. Masters East Waukesha, the largest leisure retailer in Wisconsin with over $1.5 million of inventory. Stop in and check out the great deals at Masters East Waukesha, online at MastersEase.com. First on the Fan, breaking news. It happened a couple of hours ago. Jason Kidd fired as the head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. Now, last week, Kidd disappointed when the Bucks lost to the Miami Heat.
The ball just stuck. And whoever had it was going to take it upon themselves to score, and you're not going to win in this league. We're not good enough to do that yet. This has happened before, and we haven't won a game playing that way.
The Bucks have lost four of their last five. Perhaps that rubbed that locker room the wrong way. Our Bucks insider, Gary Wolfel.
This has been building up, though. I mean, it just didn't happen like in the last week or two. I mean, this goes back to last year. There's a lot of players in that locker room I think he lost. To be honest with you, I was absolutely amazed that they played as well as they did, knowing how much some of these guys don't like them.
In a team statement, Bucks GM John Horst says the move was his decision and was backed by all of ownership and the team's president. At 23-22 this season, the Bucks have fallen to the eighth seed in the Eastern Conference. Jason Kidd leaves Milwaukee with an overall record below 500, 139 wins, 152 losses. Now the task at hand tonight, they host the Phoenix Suns, 7 o'clock at the Bradley Center. It'll be assistant coach Joe Prunty. He's been named the interim head coach. The Bucks about to begin a press conference downtown. We'll bring that to you here on The Fan. And then, of course, more coverage tonight with the Pick and Save postgame show right here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike Clemens, Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Listen live on the WSSP smartphone app, AM 1250, online, 105.7FMTheFan.com.
And our two former Packers, Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler, you need to talk to me.
This is off-air.
Off-air. Okay. All right. Jason Kidd fired today as head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. We're taking your thoughts, your reaction at 414-799-1250. Tweet the show at 1057FMTheFan. And also email
wrong,
live at 1057FMTheFan.com. Laura says they did Kidd wrong.
They did him wrong. Let the man finish out.
How about you, Andy in West Bend? You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What do you say? Andy, West Bend.
Hey, Andy, you going to come on, man, or not?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Going well.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, I got in my car at like 5 o'clock, so I didn't hear Sparky's reaction to it, and I feel like he's saddened like we should be. I just,
no,
is that true?
He don't look saddened. Steve, you saddened?
Steve, give this guy a little update, Steve.
No, I'm concerned about what they're going to do next, but I'm not sad about it.
I just felt like, you know, at this point, people are talking about the defense. It's like, well, we still have the same personnel. We still need to get another big. We, you know, what is a new coach going to switch with his defensive scheme? You know what I mean? Like, we still have the same personnel. I just felt like Kidd didn't have the personnel, at least in the bigs, at least at this point right now, to be what Milwaukee wants them to be. You know what I mean? And, it, you know, like last year, game 3 of that playoff series was like, I was in like a euphoric state.
Euphoric.
You know, I had not seen something like that since, you know, 2000, you know, and even when Gary Payton came, you know, I went to those playoff series and there was nothing ever like that. And I felt like just that game 3 was a successful season, just seeing the atmosphere of Milwaukee. And I don't know. I just wish that he could have finished out the season, get Parker back, maybe add a big closer to the trade deadline,
right,
and see what we can do. And I just felt like he was kind of didn't give enough, at least this season, didn't get enough time to finish what we wanted. And I wanted Jay Kidd, man. That guy brings free agents here that we hadn't seen. I mean, I remember the day that Greg Monroe came here. I'm an electrical engineer. I threw up my paper in the air. I'm like, I'm going to the bar. I'm going to go celebrate downtown Milwaukee because I don't remember the last time we got a free agent like this. You know, so
who is
I don't
this
know.
Here?
You're an electrical engineer?
That's Andy in West Bend.
Yeah.
Hey, I need about 15 ceiling fans put up. I need your help, Mike.
Well, that's more of an electrician. You know, I design it, and then I would ask an electrician.
Yeah, he making big. Well, I need he's making big money, Leroy.
It don't matter. Just show me. I just don't want to get electrocuted.
Design it.
Andy, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, guys.
Yep. Yeah.
We're going to go find Andy in West
Bend. Andy making
big
money, Leroy. He designed. He's a smart guy. He, like, got stuff in his brain where he, like, can do it and make it come true type stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, he can get me a power.
Like, for real, Rami. You know what I'm talking about, Rami?
He sounds like a
visionary.
Smart guy.
Yeah, man. Like, you know, like them rides at Disney World and stuff like that, man.
He imagines it.
Yeah.
And then makes it reality.
It makes it come true, man.
I like this guy.
Yeah.
That guy, that's a smart dude, man.
I like people. I like having smart
friends. Never met one of these jokers before, Leroy?
I got a couple geniuses that are good friends of mine. Geniuses.
They don't do this kind of stuff, though.
Yes, they do.
This guy here, man.
They develop stuff for him to even look at. Then out there in California, in San Bernardo Valley.
In what now?
San Bernardo Valley.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I thought I misheard that.
One of my friends,
San Fernando.
Rami, he makes wine, but it's only a certain type he does, and he's very sought after. Everybody wants this guy.
But they ain't no engineer, fool.
No. I'm saying I got friends in different areas and genres. I got another friend
because he built
a robot.
And okay, now we're talking.
Well,
okay.
I got to get back in line. Y'all got to follow. I'm moving on to other stuff. Yeah. I also got a friend that grows the best that grows the best vegetables you've ever seen.
Hey, no.
It just rivals the organic thing.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And I didn't know it was a world like that. You know, but this guy's brilliant, man. I got about four or five friends. Y'all thought y'all were the only three geniuses friends I have. I got other friends too. Yeah.
Ain't no genius here.
You
is a genius, Rob.
A genius for real.
Really?
Yeah. Only Casey knows it, but you're a genius.
I should be doing something that's more
profitable
with it.
You ain't seen your potential yet, Rob.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Why are you feel really good at me like it's not true?
Justin in North Carolina, you're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Justin?
Man, what's up, man? I'm a little bit disappointed right now, man.
Okay.
Got a little excited on the post-game show and totally missed my original point, what I wanted to tell Sparky the other night. But it kind of fits right in the kid being fired. Because I feel like sometimes we don't have losses necessarily because of just J-Kid. We have organizational losses. And what I mean by that is the guy that fired him also did not play his part well this year. There are guys that that are out there that we should have made attempts to try to get. I understand we want to wait and try to get one of these home runs with DeAndre Jordan, but we have Bogut out there. Sign that guy, get him in the camp and get some rebounds. We got two guys that are playing the center position that don't weigh more than the WWE Divas Tag Team Champions combined. And we got these guys out there playing against Andre Drummond, Steven Adams, Joel Embiid. Mm-hmm. And then secondly, all these people crying for kids' heads. I don't think they remember, but Sparky definitely knows. I was calling the post-game show at the game when we won 15 games with Larry Drew. Yep. The next year we made the playoffs with Jason Kidd.
That's true.
So we can say that his schemes are just a scheme. This guy had this team performing at a high level. In high level, you know, they're bashing me on Twitter right now. Because when you win 13 games and you win 40 games and make the playoffs and have your team in a position to make the playoffs again, that's a high level to winning 15 and being in the draft and drafting all these Joel Alexanders and going up and down and up. Like, if the organization doesn't change the way that it's run, it's not going to get better. It doesn't matter if you bring in Fizdale, if you bring in Pat Riley, whoever you want to bring in. If we can't get a consistent system in place from the top to the bottom, we're going to continue to be mediocre. I hope Jabari comes back. I hope Prunty can lead us to the playoffs. But I don't want to go back to those Bucks where we're looking at the lottery and we're looking at the draft and we want to bring in, what's your boy, Spike from Oklahoma? Lord, I hope we don't get on the Trae Young watch.
No, we ain't doing it. Thanks for the phone call. I got a question for Steve. Steve, this is on Twitter.
Yeah.
Porter, Stotts, Boylan, Skiles made the playoff with less talent.
Mm-hmm.
You agree with that?
Well, of course. They didn't have a superstar. Yeah. They didn't have a superstar to coach. I'm not sure Skiles and Giannis could have coexisted.
No. That wouldn't happen.
Long term.
Hell no.
Stotts right is now coaching one in Damian Lillard now and had another one as well. He had two superstars in Portland and has had success in Portland from year to year. Terry Porter is out of the league. Boylan is an assistant coach in Cleveland with Larry Drew. Are they both in Cleveland? Is that right? Right? Aren't they both in Cleveland?
I think so.
Yeah. So they're both still obviously in the league. But again, I was on the fire Terry Stotts bandwagon. I was there. I'd had enough of Terry Stotts. So I was on that bandwagon and thought it was time for him to move on. But again, I was younger and dumber back then. I thought they had better talent than they did. And I thought he was the reason why this whole thing was all screwed up. Clearly, looking back, I was the idiot on this one. And they didn't have as much talent as I thought. And that's why I'm hesitant to get on this whole Jason Kidd thing. But again, like I said before, and I'll say it again, no, he wasn't a good in-game coach. No, he didn't make great adjustments. I've said this the whole time. Oh, I didn't like the defense. My concern is Giannis. So if you're confident that the next head coach will have no bearing on if Giannis stays or goes, regardless of what happens, then cool.
John Horst just said Joe Prunty will coach tonight. By Friday, quote, we'll have a plan in place.
So I'm gonna be Steve here. Dog, y'all fired a joke. You don't have a plan.
Yep.
Reactionary. That's why I mean. I believe Kid might have just left.
I'll be Steve.
Got time for one more call. It's gonna be Tony on the north side. Tony, you're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, man?
What's up,
Tony? Hey, what's going on, fellas?
You.
Hey, first of all, man. Hey, I'm with the fact that they fired Jay Kidd.
And here's y'all crazy, man.
Okay,
I ain't crazy.
But
how you fire Joker? How you fire Joker? Hold up. I'm gonna get you real quick, Tony.
We at the barber.
Tony, hold up. But I just want to ask you this, Tony.
We're gonna let you finish.
I want to let you talk free. You got time. But how you fire a Joker? Which fine, fire him. That's good. But you don't have no plan.
Who does that?
Who does that?
Hey,
is he there?
I'm here.
No, yeah, go ahead.
Hey, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm sure they have a plan, but here, this is what they always say. We'll have a plan in place. I'm going to tell you exactly what they have. But let's talk about Jason Kidd right now. First of all, I always thought Jason Kidd would be a great coach. I thought about Jason Kidd retiring. I was like, Jason Kidd is going to make a phenomenal coach. But I don't believe Jason Kidd has phenomenal people skills. He may still be a great coach. The biggest problem is I think he should not have, I don't think it was a wise move, for even though I thought it was a wise move, okay, is that he should have coached under somebody to watch a head coach navigate personalities. That's what he did. He went straight from playing to coaching, and that's the problem. You know, you're in a league right now where you need to play more than 9 players a game. Because you have to have people engaged, not just for the game, but you need them engaged for practice. You need them engaged for film set. A guy needs to know that he's going to play. Hey, Steph Curry did not want Jackson to leave. He did not want him to get fired. Steve Kerr came in. Curry was not down with that. Ask him how he feels now being in the finals 3 straight years and winning 2. He's probably okay with it right now. Okay, so sometimes a player doesn't know always what's best for him. And Jason Kidd, I believe, is going to be a great coach. But right now, he does not need to be a coach. He needs to work on someone else's bench so he can learn how to coach and how to navigate and deal with personalities on a team.
All right, thanks for the call. Scott Grosky from CBS 58 just tweeted out another quote from John Horst. Quote, "We have goals and expectations for this team. We think making a change now gives us the best chance this season and going forward." I know y'all said don't believe anything the man says in an interview, but didn't I ask him point blank about expectations last week on this show, Rami?
Yes.
Things changed, he said, Steve.
That they were meeting his expectations and things were going fine, comparing last year to this year and how much better they were considering everything. Nah, 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 nah. And now we're talking about, well, we were able to reach our goals and expectations.
They were 5 or 6 games over, now they're 1 over, so something must have changed. So somewhere wasn't changed.
You played Philly without Giannis and Brogdon.
But it
don't
matter.
Did anybody think they had a chance to win that game? And they were in it going into the fourth quarter.
Real quick, when he had that press conference, he talked about the players. And it's like he had enough. Between now and those questions, we asked him something changed. Horst felt like he had to make a change.
We'll try and play you a few minutes of the John Horst press conference when the Wendy's Big Show.
Who's that, Vrabel?
Guys, it's time to shop Frontier. That's Frontier Motor Cars on South 27th Street. Let them show you how easy it is to buy a quality used car in Milwaukee for over 44 years. They've been in the same location and have believed in fair prices, superior service, and treating customers right. Their friendly and knowledgeable sales staff has decades of experience right there in that location, so you know they're doing it right, and they're going to help you find the car that you deserve priced to fit your budget. They even have their own service department, and most cars come with a lifetime engine warranty. Frontier has the best deals to save you cash today. Have your tax refund go further at Frontier Motor Cars, South 27th Street. Get your car, the credit, and a warranty, too. When others say no, they say yes. They do their financing in-house. Stop in to check out their inventory and to test drive today. Wanted to bring you a little bit of John Horst talking about the firing of Jason Kidd before we get out of here and make way for Hot Stove Weekly. Here is the Bucks GM.
John, just, when did you guys come, when did you and ownership come to this decision, and why was now the time?
Yeah, I think, we made this decision relatively quickly. Why now? At the end of the day, we believe this gives our team the best opportunity to have the most success this season, the success that we expect, and going forward long term. And so you have short windows in the NBA to build towards contention and actually contend, and we didn't want to waste time in putting our team in the best position to do that.
When did you tell Jason Kidd that he was going to be let go?
Jason and I met later on this afternoon, earlier this afternoon, I'm sorry.
So that's what you found out the news this afternoon?
Yes.
Why was it important to make this change in season, John? This is sometimes coaches can play out the end of that sequence. Why was it in season that it was necessary to be done?
Yeah, I think, Eric, like I just said to Matt, for us, at the end of the day, we have goals and expectations for this team, and we truly believe that making a change now gives us the best chance to have success, not only this season, but going forward.
When Jason came to Milwaukee, it was well established that he had a personal relationship with members of the ownership group. How much of that complicate this decision? Did it make it any more difficult? Did it maybe drag it out a little bit more? Was that a non-factor?
No. So I evaluated this, made a recommendation, ultimately made a decision, and had unanimous support from ownership on this. And that's the way we come to all of our conclusions and decisions. It works really well for us on the business side and on the basketball side. And appreciate the support that we have.
John, how are you going to proceed with the head coaching position after today?
So, Gennaro, Joe Prunty is going to coach tonight's game. And we have another game on Friday. In between that time, we'll have a plan that we'll put in place that'll kind of lay out for the rest of the season. And we'll go into the summer and have an extensive coaching search and opportunity to hopefully find a great coach for this organization, of which Joe Prunty has every opportunity to be part of based on kind of what happens going forward.
There is Bucks GM John Horst at the press conference today announcing the decision and the thought process behind the decision to fire Jason Kidd as the head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. You'll hear more of that press conference tonight. Milwaukee Bucks pick and save post-game show after they take on the Suns with their very own Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
Without Giannis again. Happens. Josh Hader coming up, 6:05 to lead things off with Hot Stove Weekly with Baby Tausch and Tim Allen. So stay tuned for that. And then tomorrow, we'll have our own brewer here on the big show, 5:35 tomorrow night. And 5:35 the rest of the week, we'll have a brewer.
We will have brewers the rest of the week here on the Wendy's Big Show.
Tune in, brewer fans.
And obviously dig deeper into the firing of Jason Kidd tomorrow and where exactly the Milwaukee Bucks might go from here. Until then, for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, and Mike Clemens, I'm Rami Makhlouf saying thanks for listening to the Wendy's Big Show. And we'll talk to you tomorrow starting at 2.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.